demonstration by university lecturers took place today in St Andrews, organised by the University and College Union, as part of a national day of strikes over public sector pensions. Protesters met for a rally in Church Square at 10 a.m. and then marched through the streets of St Andrews to Younger Hall to greet the graduating students. Starr spoke to the UCU president in St Andrews and physics lecturer Chris Hooley to find out what the march was all about.
So I'm the president of the St Andrews branch of the University and College Union. We're out as part of national strike action by several unions, aimed basically at defending public sector pensions, defending university staff pensions, and a broader aim of this rally is defending education. So we have the Students Association here too, and we see the issue of poor pensions for staff and imposition of tuition fees on students as part of the same issue. We need to make sure we can get the best students and the best staff and retain them.
And what are you hoping to achieve from this particular protest today?
So this particular protest has more than one purpose. It's aimed at supporting ongoing industrial disputes by several unions, some which are mainly aimed at reversing deleterious changes to the pension schemes for universities and throughout the public sector.
We also spoke to other university lecturers to see why they were there.
Well, I think we're here to defend our pay and conditions. We're here to show solidarity with students and to generally support education in general. And in particular, we're standing outside Younger Hall because we want to actually congratulate the graduates and show that we support everything that they've achieved and that we're looking forward to doing so many years in the future in a very healthy and well-supported education system, we hope.
So what are you particularly hoping to achieve from coming out here today for this particular strike?
Okay, well, for the UCU, the main point is to try and get the employers back to the negotiating table and to actually engage in a discussion with our trades union instead of imposing a deal on us. We realise that there will need to be changes and there may be need for higher contributions or working longer, but what's been imposed at the moment has been unilateral and unfair.
So why are you here joining the demonstration today?
Well, we're here to celebrate the graduates who want to applaud their effort and to make the point that there's been an erosion and an assault on our pensions. It's effectively a pay cut that we're receiving. Everybody is worse off for it. The graduates in the future will have less good pensions than they might have expected, less good job prospects than they might have expected. It is not the fault of the people. We would like to enlist the support of those who are taking part in the ceremony and to applaud their efforts.
And how do you feel about the turnout today? There seems to be a fair number of students as well joining you.
I'm very happy with the turnout today. We're very grateful for the support that the students have shown us, but then we're all in this together. The issue of the increased fees affects everybody. The issue of pensions affects everybody. So therefore, solidarity and support amongst those who are going to suffer is very, very important. And we're very, very glad of any support that we get.
No ifs, no buts, no to the pension cuts. No,
amongst the UCU banners and placards, several students had joined the protest in solidarity with their lecturers.
Okay, so as a student, could you maybe tell me why you're out here at the protest today?
First and foremost, we know our lecturers. It's a small university. You get to know the people who are teaching you, and it's, you know, it's going to affect them. So it's checking on, well, coming along on their behalf. We just want to show support for the UCU and what they're doing. It's the first time for a long time this country's had anything like a general strike, and I think that's very telling that it's come to that.
The university would be nothing without the staff, and on graduation day it's even more important because we're highlighting that people are getting their degrees because of staff. So I think it couldn't be more important for students to support their staff and say thank you very much for what they do for us. It's all very well students saying, oh, fees have gone up and we're going to fight that, and staff saying we're going to fight pension cuts. Surely we should all be doing it together because it's going to affect all of us.
As the protesters gathered outside Younger Hall to wait for the graduates to proceed out, we've caught up with Student Association President Patrick O'Hare.
The Students Association voted to support UCU's industrial action, arguing that there was an injustice in what's been done to their pensions, that the bosses should get back to the negotiating table to negotiate a fair settlement for all and future generations of academics. They're some of the reasons why we're here today supporting the staff. I think that it's really a united message of staff and students saying that for future generations of academics as well, that we all deserve a fair pension. The staff in UCU were on the streets supporting the students when we were fighting to defend our education against cuts, against tuition fees. So we think it's important that we have a united front today, you know, that students and young people are joining with workers across the country in fighting to defend their pensions.
At the graduation procession left Younger Hall, latest graduands were greeted with clapping and cheers from the crowd. Certainly some appreciated the enthusiastic reception and waved back at the group of people.